This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I don't know if you guys know if you're counting or not, but tonight is the last night that you're praying from the first third of the month of Ramadan, which means tomorrow at sundown, the second third will begin. You've already, alhamdulillah, gone through 9 days. Tomorrow is the 10th, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the days to come better than the ones that we passed so far, ya Rabbi Ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to conclude this month of Ramadan for us with full maghfirah and complete forgiveness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this month of Ramadan a blessing to all of us, ya Rabbi Alameen. Today, inshallah, tonight, inshallah, I'm talking to you about one of the aspects of the Quran as we've been speaking about this for the past few nights, and that is how the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, made it as a source of healing. We mentioned, if you remember, at the beginning of Ramadan, four things about the Quran. One of them, that the Quran was sent to us as healing, meaning it's like a medication. It's like cure. Cure for what? Let me ask you this question, Jama'ah. How many of us here can claim that their hearts are always at ease? It never fluctuates. You never feel fear, sometimes anguish another moment, and then alhamdulillah, security some other time. And then you go back again to have some anxiety, and then sometimes depression, and God knows what else goes into our hearts. How many of us can claim that my heart, alhamdulillah, is always standard at ease? Alhamdulillah, I mean. Anybody? So no one in Jannah already? That means we're all in dunya. That's the whole dunya, Jama'ah. Dunya was all about this. Your heart is going to always be fluctuating between moment of ease and moment of pain and moment of anguish and moment of security. It is meant to be that way. So how can I find healing for all of this? Because no medication I take, whether it's a herbal medication or chemical or whatever that is, none of that stuff is going to heal that pain that might be existing in my heart. So what do I do then? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent us that cure in the Quran. Didn't He say, Ya ayyuhan nas, qad ja'atkum maw'idhatun min rabbikum, wa shifa'un lima fi s-sudur, He said subhanahu wa ta'ala. There comes to you maw'idha, a reminder from your Lord, talking about the Quran. Wa shifa'un lima fi s-sudur, healing to that, the thing that is in your chest, which means your heart. All what goes into your heart, He said, there's shifa, there is for it. And He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa nazzal min al-Qur'an ma huwa shifa'un wa rahmatun lil-mu'minin. And we have revealed to you, Ya Muhammad, min al-Qur'an, the Qur'an itself, shifa, that is healing, wa rahmah, and mercy to the believer, for the believers. So this is what the Qur'an is all about, Jama'ah. It's healing. But healing for what? It's just healing for these things that happens in our hearts. You know, there was a psychological effect and emotional issue that we go through. Could it be also healing, physical healing? Let's see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this and what the Prophet said about that as well too. In regards to what goes in our hearts, our ulama, they say two things. Whether you go through the sickness of shahawat or shubuhat, your heart is going to be exposed to one of these two ailments. Shahawat, which means desires and whims and thoughts, or shubuhat, doubts. No one can claim that their iman is, mashallah, is always soaring high and going, you know, tabarak al-Rahman, going into the skies. No, our iman goes up and down, up and down. So there will be moments sometimes where you start doubting yourself. Am I doing the right thing? The dua is being answered. You have these things. Even the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, قال, يقول أحدكم من خلق كذا من خلق كذا. Shaitan comes to you and he says to you, who created this and who created that and who created this and who created that? And you keep taking into sequence of questions until suddenly you get to this question, the existential question. It's like, wait a minute. Okay, so you keep saying Allah created this, Allah created this. But then the question comes, okay, but who created Allah? He said, when the shaitan comes there with you, just say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم and stop. Because you can't get there. You can't answer this. Yeah, but if you can let the shaitan do this to you, what's going to happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قال, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. The believers, he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who believe, إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ, if a thought from the shaitan, the whim that goes across their mind and their heart from the shaitan, they immediately remember. They remember. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ, and suddenly they can see the truth. Immediately. But what reminder that we talk about over here? Didn't he say subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ, there comes to you a reminder from your Lord. What is that? The Quran. He says, صَاد وَالْقُرْآنِ الذِّكْر. صَاد and the Quran is dhikr. It's remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we go through these doubtful matters, we need to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the Quran. You'll find answers there for yourself. In everything that you're looking for. Now, in regard to our emotional issues, I'm going through a crisis, whether because of my spouse, because of my child, because of the economy, because of all that stuff and so on. How can I find healing from all these, you know, moments? It's all there in the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we spoke about this before, Allah azza wa jalla spoke about guidance, and the Quran comes through what? Through stories, through parables, examples, answering questions. And that's why when I start going through something, I go back to the Quran and read about the story of Nuh alayhi salam, the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, the story of this and the story of that. I reflect on this and realize I'm not the only one going through this. Okay. So how do they manage to go through it? And I will see that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help them out with that. I'll find ease that I'm not alone in this. If the Anbiya had to go through these troubles, who am I to complain then? Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the Quran itself, basically, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. The true believers, الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, when Allah is mentioned in front of them, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts start now trembling, which means they start humbling themselves. To who? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that mention of Allah azza wa jal. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ وَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, and when the recitation of the Qur'an, when the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being recited in front of them, which means if they were reminded by the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, their iman starts soaring high. It increases, which means what? Overcomes any emotional difficulty they might be going through. There is so much in the Qur'an that Allah would heal the heart from anything. Even when it comes to the desires, you remember that. You remember the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا. Like, almost got there, almost was tempted by that, by the insistence and the pressure he was going through because of that lady, the wife of the Aziz. But he remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَوْ لَا أَرْرَأَ بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ. But he saw the reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a believer, when he saw the reminder in the Quran, immediately, مُبْصِرُون, your eyes open to the truth, and you run away from the fitna. You just run away from the fitna. You'll find healing therein. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summarizes that particular part in Qawlullah tabaraka wa ta'ala, قال أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. Those who have faith, those who have believed, وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله, and their hearts find peace and tranquility through the remembrance of Allah, because indeed, through the remembrance of Allah, the hearts will find peace and tranquility. You're anxious all the time. You're worried so much. How much are you connecting with the Quran? I'm not saying how much you read the Quran. We talked about this in the previous session, actually. It's not about reading it. It's about what? How much you're connecting with it. Am I really connecting with the Quran on my own pace, my own understanding, at my own level? How much of that are you doing? How much you're reflecting and you're pondering on the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There you will find that the healing. So this is now in terms of the emotional and the psychological and the spiritual healing that comes in with the Quran. Now, what about the physical one? The physical one, sometimes you go to doctors, they tell you, look, there is nothing we can do for you. Or sometimes they say, well, everything is negative. You look fine. What about this pain? Where this is coming from? Where could that be coming from? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, according to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, قالت كان إذا اشتكى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, صحيح مسلم. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to feel the pain, إذا اشتكى, when he used to feel the pain صلى الله عليه وسلم, قال كان يتعود أو يقع نفسه بالمعوذات. He used to recite the معوذات, قل أعوذ برب الفلق, قل أعوذ برب الناس, ينفخ فيهما في يديه ثم يمسح على جسده. He would recite صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he blow into his hands, and then he will wipe over his body where it hurts, where the pain is. So if for example, have a stomach ache, and you have, let's say, your arm is hurting or leg hurting, and you have taken all the medication, but nothing seems to be working. What about using the Quran for healing? He used to do that, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. And one time, a lady, she came and to the house of Aisha, because Aisha was complaining about something. She was in pain. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came in, he saw the lady trying to make some medication for her. He goes, look, عالجيها بالقرآن. Don't forget about the Quran. Treat her with the Quran as well too. عالجيها بالقرآن, which means treat her with the Quran. رواه ابن حبان. Now, also in terms of the physical treatment of the Quran, that's what we call the ruqya. The ruqya It is so powerful, Jama'ah. The words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are so powerful, Allah. It brings you ease. When you listen to the Quran in pain, subhanAllah, it brings you that ease. Remember our brothers and sisters, the young children even from Gaza, as they're on the operation table. And they've been just kind of like, subhanAllah, to treat their arms and their legs and there's no anesthesia. What was their exactly their way of finding comfort and peace in that moment? Reading the Quran, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They found power there. They found healing, they found patience, they found strength and power. No medication can match that, Jama'ah. Subhanallah. It's that level. And in the story of the Salaf, rahimahumullah ta'ala, sometimes when they are in need of specific treatment, such as amputation, for example, they've been told by the doctor, hey, you're going to have to drink alcohol until you just get wasted, and then we're going to have to cut your foot. He goes, no, I want to pray two rak'ah. Wait for me. Once you start seeing me crying, then you could do your business. Like once I get to that moment, I'm in the zone. I'm out of this world. Then you can do your business. I'm not going to feel anything after that. I mean, subhanAllah, how can people connect with the Quran to that level that physical feeling is no longer there for them? It's very powerful. And in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, Hadith Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu warda, said a group of people, one day they were traveling, so they came to a tribe to ask for shelter and ask for hospitality. They were denied that hospitality. So they stayed outside of the boundary of the tribe, waiting for the next day to move on. So and that night, their leader, the leader of the tribe, Ludig, which means he got bitten probably by an insect or something. So he got humma, he got fever. So they tried to to find way of healing him. They could not. So some of them suggested, he goes, those people that you guys rejected earlier, could you go and ask if they have a healer among them? So they went to them, they said, do you guys have healer? A healer who can heal our master, our leader, our chief? And they said, yeah, we do. And said, okay, so goodbye. We're not going to help until you give us something. Like you have to pay us something for the service. He goes, fine, we'll give you this many number because if you heal him, we are going to give you so-and-so this much of sheep and goats and so on. Like a whole herd, basically. Now, they said, sure. So he went. Well, the Sahabi went there, and he recited Surah Al-Fatiha 4 times. 4 times he recited Surah Al-Fatiha with the full conviction in the heart that Allah will heal this man. And he كَأَمَّا نَشِطَ مِنْ عِقَالِ He just kind of like, he got up as if he was tied up, and then he just like was released. So they realized, oh, mashallah, I mean, yeah, he was healed. So they gave him the herd. So when they came back and they got the herd, the Sahaba, they were in dispute among themselves. Like, come on, you shouldn't be taking the price for the Quran. How did you know that? Is that right? Is that wrong? No, we're not going to do anything about this sheep. So what are we going to do with it? We have to take it with us. So let's take it to Rasulullah first. So they went, when they arrived in Medina, they asked Rasulullah about what happened. So the Prophet smiled and he said, وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ أَنَّهَا رُقْيَةٌ How did you know that it was ruqya? How did you know that the Fatiha has this power? Just basically like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tawfiq from Allah azza wa jal for him. But with the barakah of the Quran, this man was healed. So in order for them to feel comfortable with the ju'l or with the price that they were given for that, or the price that was given to them, the Prophet ﷺ says, yes, you can divide this amongst yourself and give me a share as well. That share he got from them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make them feel comfortable, it's absolutely halal. There's nothing wrong with that. So even if the Prophet would take that share, it should be okay, inshallah ta'ala. So what I mean, jama'ah, the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, shifa'u lima fi sudur, he said that is healing. It means in all aspects of it. Use it daily. Make sure every single day you protect yourself and your body and your children with the Quran as well too. Now, does it have to be qul a'udhu bi falaq, qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas? Can it be ayatul kursi? Anything in the Quran is good for ruqya because it's the power of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, to show you how powerful this was from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was even that physical healing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he used even in the last moments of his life. When he was on his deathbed sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was reading and wiping over his body. But when he became too weak even to use his hand, to move his hand and his arm sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Aisha radiallahu anha, she said that I was holding him and she was resting his back on her chest and his head was under her chin. And she was reading the Quran for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She was reading the Quran holding his hand in her hand and wiping with his blessed hand over his body. She wants to do the blessing of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hand on his own body while she was reading the Quran for him to try to ease his pain. That was some of the last thing the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did and what Aisha did to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to find healing from that pain. So even in the last minute, you can still find that comfort and that peace with the words of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jal fill your heart with comfort and ease, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to give us the healing of the Quran, the healing in our sudur, in our chest, in our hearts, healing for our body pains, Ya Rabbil Alameen, healing for our lives, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to protect us with the Quran. And we ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to make us among those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it. We ask Allah Subhanahu to show us the guidance of the Quran. And we ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to show us the power of the Quran and empower us with the words of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, of the Quran. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to give us that tranquility in our hearts by the Quran, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And we ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to give that power of healing to our brothers and sisters in Gaza, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for healing for them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah to protect them from their enemies, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you for all the mustada'afeen, all those who are weak around the world, give them, Ya Allah, protection, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Ya Allah, we ask to give them healing in our hearts and in their lives, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you for brothers in Gaza to give them victory, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Protect them, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. When the whole world shut all their doors, Ya Allah, we ask you to keep your door open towards them, Ya Allah. Provide for them from sources that no one can imagine, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Be there for them when no one else is with them, Ya Rabbil Alameen, Ya Allah. The way we all gather in this place, we ask that we gather together in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as-salihin walhamdulillah rabbil alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.